first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Ed Weingold imagines true election reform.
When I volunteered as an ESL teacher with the Santa Cruz Literacy Program, I took on an elderly man who barely understood English, but was scheduled to take his naturalization test to become a citizen of the United States. We only had 3 weeks. He wanted so to taste the fruits of American democracy that he persevered to assure he would not be deported. I learned the basics of passing the citizenship test, too. The workbooks were equivalent to junior high school civics of my childhood. Aside from objective material, dates, notable founders, and outstanding presidents, I, along with Jose, learned about constitutional guarantees of separation of church and state, separation of powers, the branches of American governance, the two-party system, and the tools to create a more perfect union. As I taught Jose and refreshed my understanding of how our democratic experiment should work, I saw how battered those concepts had become in recent years with abuses of executive privilege, legislating through the courts, enabling minority rule by congressional filibuster, and the like. Most important, so many, often elected or appointed to state and federal positions, are ignorant of the basic precepts, have no clue when it comes to the Constitution upon which our freedoms depend. Imagine true election reform, where declared candidates must pass America's citizenship test before they can run. Such a simple step toward healing our fractured democracy.
Ed Weingold is a writer living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.